Well, hello and welcome to another audio boo from The Climate Show. We normally do this straight after the recording of a climate show, and today is no different. We've just done episode number 27. Of course, I'm Glenn Williams, and my co-host is...
Gareth Renarden, talking to you from Waipara.
And this is the last show I'll be doing from Auckland for a wee while, planning on heading off to London to live for however long, unless London doesn't like me and throws me up and sends me back here. But yeah, making the big shift, but planning on continuing the climate show over there. So so that's a priority, and hopefully we were just talking about that at the end of the recording of this show, that hopefully be able to meet some interesting people involved in climate science over there and perhaps get them on the show in person. But we've just finished number 27. It was a good one, Gareth.
Yes, I think so. We had some interesting stuff to talk about. We didn't just talk about your quitting New Zealand. We talked about the Australasian version of a hockey stick, where temperatures in the last three decades are the warmest in 1,000 years worth of paleoclimate data from New Zealand, Australia, and around the Southwest Pacific. So interesting reconstruction, sort of a robust confirmation of what everybody expected to find, and that is that warming in the region has been occurring, and quite markedly so.
John Cook is also on the show as well, and he's got a bone to pick about cherry pickers.
A whole Sargasso Sea of cherries that have been picked, yes.
A pie, if you will. A cherry pie.
A cherry pie, indeed. A whole freezer cabinet full of the buggers. He's looking at a post on Skeptical Science that deals with the misuse of a particular paleoclimate record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fascinating bit of conversation with John there. And we've got some good stuff in the solutions, too. There's all sorts of interesting things going on, like an electric plane that has flying batteries.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
So there's all that. It is a good show, and it's basically your dose for climate news for the next wee while until we get set up once again. So that'll be out in the next couple of days. You can follow theclimateshow.com for when it comes out, or hot-topic.co.nz. There's also the Facebook page, facebook.com/theclimateshow, and twitter.com/theclimateshow, which is probably how you got to listen to this in the first place. You wouldn't be able to find it any other way, unless you follow me on Twitter, Radio Ammo, or Gareth Renarden, the Hot Topic Twitter handle there as well. So
absolutely, we are thoroughly connected.
We are indeed, except we don't have a Google Plus page yet. One day, when we're all grown up, we'll have a Google Plus page.
Yeah, that'll be the page that nobody looks at.
So have a wonderful next few weeks, maybe a couple of months, Gareth, and next time I see you across the other side of the world.
Absolutely. Well, Glenn, you have a very safe journey. I hope you and yours get on very, very well in London.
Thanks very much. Until next time, see ya.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.